Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second only in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. That's Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Ches. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues blessing Klal Yisrael uLevi Amar, and about Levi he said, Tumecha v'urechel ish chasidecha. Your urim v'tumim befit your pious one. Asher nisiso b'masa, when you tested him at masa, trivehu almei meriva, whom you challenged at the waters of meriva. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches uLevi Amar va'al Levi Amar. Tumecha v'urecha. Klap yishchinu humedaber. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to the shchina. Asher nisiso b'masa. He didn't complain, meaning Shevet Levi didn't complain with all the other complainers at Masa. Like Targum translates it as also that Levi did not complain at Mei Meriva. Another way of understanding this is you libeled him with a false charge. In Moshe Amar, Moshe said, Aaron and Miriam also. What did Aaron and Miriam do? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, might have said Shemuna HaMayrim, and that's why I wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael. I hit the rock. But Aaron and Miriam, what did they do? Clearly, Shevet Levi is held at a very exalted level. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Ha'aymer la'avavil imoy, the one who said of his father and mother, Lei re'isiv, I don't recognize him. Ves achav, and about his brother, Lo hikir, I don't know him. Ves banav, and about his sons, Lo yada, I don't know him. Kishamri mersecha, because he guarded your saying, u'brischa yuntzayru, and they would preserve your bris. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes. What's this referring to? Ha'aymer la'avivul imay loy re'isiv. Kashachatu be'egel, when Klai Yisrael sinned by the cheto egel. Va'amarti, and I said, Mila Hashem elai, whoever's Hashem, come gather to me. Nesu elai kol b'nei Levi. All the sons of Levi, all of Shevet Levi, they gathered to me. V'tzivisim largis avi imay v'humi Yisrael. And I commanded them to kill the father of their mother, and he's from Yisrael. He's not a Levi, because he's their grandfather from the mother's side. Ayas achav mi'imay, or his brother from his mother's side. Ayas ben bitoy, or the son of his daughter. V'chein asu, and they did that. They killed their very own relatives who weren't from Shevet Levi, and they pretended like they didn't know who they were. V'yefshel farsh aviv mamish, we can't actually say that they killed their actual fathers, v'achiv me'aviv, or the brother from his father, v'chein banav mamish, or his actual child, shahari levim him, because they were levim, u'mishevet Levi, lechata echad mehem, and no one sinned from Shevet Levi at the cheto egel, shenemar says, kol b'nei Levi. Kishamri masecha, for they guarded your saying, lo yelecha lehim acherim, you shouldn't have any other gods, they did not serve avodah zarah. U'vrischa yuntzayru, brismila, this is referring to brismila, sha'isim shenoldu midbar. All the Yidden that were born in the Midbar, Shel Yisrael, if it was from the regular Yisraelim, Loi Malus Benehem, they didn't give bris milah to their children. The Haim Hayu Mulim Umalim Es Benehem, and Bnei Levi, they would give bris milah to their children. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Yairu Mishpatechel Yaakov, they should teach your Mishpatim to Yaakov, Visayraschel Yisrael, and your Torah to Yisrael. Yosimu Ketaira Ba'apecha, they shall place Ketairas in front of you, Vichalam is Bechecha, and burnt Karbanis, meaning Oilois, on your Mizbeach. Barech Hashem Chelai, Hashem bless his possessions, his resources, Upayal Yad of Tirza, and show faith to the work of his hands. Mechatz masnaim kamav, strike the loins of those that oppose him, umisanav, and his enemies min yakumun, from arising. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mechatz masnaim kamav. Mechatz kamav makas masnaim. You should strike those that oppose him a blow to the loins. Ke'inyan shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, umasnehim tamin hamad. Vahalama ayrim al kuna amarkin. And he was saying this about those that protest the kahuna. Damarach, another way of understanding this is Rosh asidim chashmonai ubanav lilochim ma'yvanim. He saw later on that the chashmonai and his children would end up fighting the yvanim. Vispalalim, and over here he was davening for them. Lefishayu mu'atim, there was only a few of them. Yud beis b'nei chashmonai, 12 chashmonaim v'lazar, and Lazar keneged kam revavos, against many thousands. Lekach nemar, that's why he said, Baruch Hashem chelai ufael yodav tirtze, umisanov min yikumun, mechatz kamov, umisanov, you shall strike those that oppose him and his enemies, mihiyas lahem tekumah, so they cannot arise. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud beis, lebinyamin amar, about Binyamin he said, Yidid Hashem, the beloved of Hashem, yishkan levetach alav, shall dwell securely by him, chayfef alav kalayim, hovers over him all day, vank seifav shachin, and rests between his shoulders. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis Levinyamin Amar. Why is that Binyamin's bracha is right after Levi's bracha? Levisha brachas Levi b'vayis hakarbanus. Since the bracha of Levi had to do with the work of the karbanus, that's what Shevet Levi does. V'shal Binyamin v'binyam beis hamikdash b'chelkai, and the bracha of Binyamin had to do with the building of the beis hamikdash, which is in the chelik, the portion of Binyamin, sumachan zelazeh. That's why they're right after each other. V'samach Yosef achrav, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said Yosef's bracha right after Binyamin's bracha, which is the next aliyah, sh'afhu mishkan shilei hayabani b'chelkai, because the Mishkan of Shiloh was built in the chelik of Yosef, and there's karbanis brought in the Mishkan of Shiloh. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Vayimas ba'al Yosef." Since the Beis Hamikdash is more beloved to Hashem than the Mishkan of Shiloh, l'kach hikde Binyamin liYosef. That's why the bracha of Binyamin comes before the bracha of Yosef. Chayfef olav mechasa osu megan olav. He covers him and he protects him all day. Kol hayayim la'olam, forever. K'shenivcha Yerushalayim. That means once Yerushalayim was chosen as the place for the Beis Hamikdash, lo yishar sa shchina makam acher. Hashem did not rest his shchina in any other place. seif of shachin rests between his shoulders. What does that mean? Begoiva artzai hoi beis hamikdash banui. The beis hamikdash was built at one of the highest points in Eretz Yisrael. El shenamuch chaf gimel amah me'ein etam. It was built 23 amas lower than ein etam, which is a spring that fed a mikvah in the beis hamikdash. V'sham ha'yadaitel shel David livnoisei. David HaMelech actually wanted to build a beis hamikdash in ein etam, which was the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. K'di'isa b'shchitas kachim. But Amri, other people said, nachsi bei porta. Let's lower the beis hamikdash a little bit. Mishum dechsev, because the pasuk over here says, ubeng seif of shachin. Ein l'chanoa bashar yosem ikseif of. The choicest part of an ox is actually the meat that comes from its shoulders and not from the head. So therefore, don't build it at the head of Eretz Yisrael, which is at the highest point. Build it a little bit lower at the shoulders, because that's actually the choicest part of Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Yosef's Bracha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.